Good afternoon, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon broadcast for August 1st. Those of you following along at home, you can find Q posts on a number of different websites, including qmap.pub, qanon.pub. If you would like to get notifications on your phone, a couple of ways you can do that. Android devices, you can get Q alerts, and there's a QMap app. If you have an iPhone, you can install the Get Pushed app and search for the QAnon notifications on the Get Pushed app. All right. My theme for this short broadcast is August is a hot month, in case you didn't know that. Denise and I were talking last night. You know, you live in Arizona. When people say it's only 92 degrees, it's really cool today. We're having a hot summer. All right. So I got some housekeeping I want to take care of, and that has to do with the Patriots Fight Board and some notifications that went out last night. If you have one of the Q apps, you may have gotten a false notification last night. Denise and I were around dinner time, my phone went off, I got a notification. Check the board, no new posts. What the heck's going on? Okay, so if you remember from yesterday, we talked about these posts, these package D-G, this post with the clock timer, plus 4, plus 3, plus 2. Okay, that post is a Patriots Fight post, number 473, and that was posted on the board and then removed the day that Q posted it, on July 29th. Same thing with this post, right before midnight, Arizona time. On the 29th, there's this post. It has number 3 in brackets, parentheses at the top, D-G on the next line down, 1-2-1-2-H, and then insert key. All right, these two posts came to the Patriots Fight Board on the 29th, but they were removed. Q removed them from the board. They did not hit most of the websites that aggregate Q posts. They weren't picked up because they got removed so quickly. All the websites that track Q's posts on 8chan, they have an interval, a frequency at which they will check the two boards that Q posts on for various posts. Now, I've explained this before, but I'm still getting a lot of questions about it, so let me explain it one more time. Q posts on two different boards. Q posts on Patriots Fight. We're going to look at Patriots Fight today. Q also posts on the research board, Q Research. Now, when Q posts a message on Q Research, that is an open board that anyone can go on. They can observe the post, and they can also leave comments. When Q posts on Patriots Fight is a closed board. It's read-only. You can't respond to any of Q's posts on Patriots Fight. So, just to clarify, so Q can post on both boards. The websites that pull Q's posts from those two boards on 8chan aggregate them onto a single website, whether it's, like I said, qanon.pub or qmap.pub. There's a lot of other sites. I have 5 or 6 different sites that I use to track the Q's posts. They all pull the posts from the boards periodically. Okay, so these posts Q put up on Patriots Fight and then removed them. Q does periodically remove posts. There's nothing unusual about that. But what happened, I think, the way I understand this is, if you have the QMap app or if you have Q Alerts, these posts that were missing, that didn't get pulled when Q originally posted them, somebody manually put them back on the website last night. This post with the 3 and the DG and the 1-2H was not there previously. Neither was this post here. So I think people were getting notifications of new posts last night because these posts were being added in manually, because Q posted them, removed them, they didn't get picked up, and then somebody who is working with this website manually added those posts. And I think that's why people are getting notifications. Last night we got notifications on the Q app. I think it's because they were putting these posts into the thread, and people were looking for notifications for new posts and they didn't find them because these are being added manually. All right. I just wanted to clear some of that up because I, and like I said, I'm not absolutely sure that that's what happened. I think that's what happened. Now, talking about Patriots Fight, we have some news to talk about with Patriots Fight. This morning, somebody was asking me how to get to Patriots Fight. I sent them a link, and sure enough, wouldn't you know it, Patriots Fight, all the posts are gone on Patriots Fight right now. So let me explain this, the history of this. It is not unusual for Q to remove posts from Patriots Fight. Q has been posting things on Patriots Fight for quite a long time. And then a while back, one of the Anons said, Q, what purpose does it serve to remove posts from Patriots Fight? And Q said that Patriots Fight is a website for posts that are of general interest. All right. Q doesn't remove posts from the research board where the Anons comment, but Q will remove posts from Patriots Fight periodically. Now, those posts, once they go on Patriots Fight, even though Q might remove them, they stay on the websites that aggregate the posts. So right now, this is Patriots Fight. This is a live look at Patriots Fight. This is the catalog and this is the index. And there are no posts on there. They've all been removed. But what you'll notice is if you go to any of the posted websites that aggregate Q's posts, these two posts right here and this one right here, 1549, 1550, and 15, or sorry, 3549, 3550, and 3551, those are all posts on Patriots Fight. Okay? They're still on the board on QMap. They're still on QAnon.pub, but they are not on the board anymore. Q has removed them, right? So it's not a big deal if Q removes posts from Patriots Fight. They're still going to remain on the main websites that track Q's posts. They will not be taken down. And so that's just kind of an explanation there on what that's all about. Now, I want to kind of walk my way through this. So this is a screenshot of the catalog on Patriots Fight. It's not showing anything there. This is the index page where the posts would normally be seen, and you can see there's no posts on here. All right. Like I said, Q periodically removes posts from Patriots Fight. The fact that all those placeholders have been removed is very interesting. I did get a screenshot of all the placeholders. Let me scroll down here and I'll show you where they are. I put them in here somewhere. Oh, here they are, right in front of me. Right, so we have screenshots of all the posts from Patriots Fight. You can go to any of the websites that aggregate Q posts. You can look on the mobile apps and you will find these posts. If you go to that date, go to November 11th on any of the mobile apps or websites, you'll see all these posts there. So we didn't lose them. They're still there. They're just not currently on the board. Not a big deal. That is quite okay. I want to show you something interesting for those of you, as long as we're talking about how posts display. This is one of the websites I use. That aggregates Q's posts. It's an interesting thing. You can tell, if you look at these posts, you can actually tell when Q is posting on different boards at different times. And you can tell if you look at one of these websites, you'll see the yellow border on this post on the left-hand side. All right. Each board that Q posts on, when it's pulled onto one of these websites, the border that it has is a different color based on the board that it's posted on. All right. See all these yellow borders on all these posts. This one has a green border. Why? Because that's on Patriots Fight. See the green border on the left-hand side. And oh, look, this one has a green border. And so does this one. These are posts on Patriots Fight. Okay. And this website also did not pick up these posts originally, but eventually they put these posts in, I think probably manually. Now, here's an interesting thing just to note because we're here and I'm going to teach you some stuff as long as we're here. Q has posted on a lot of different boards over the entire course of Q's posting. In my book on Q, the first one, I'm going to break down. the transition of all the different boards queue is posted on and why and when queue transition from one board to the next. It's been a very interesting evolution. Now, here you see these posts go from yellow on the border to green, all right, in November of 2018. That was when these are all on Patriots Fight again, three-digit numbers, right? All these posts with green borders, Patriots Fight. Now, you'll see something even more interesting. There's some, if you go really far back, and you'll see some yellow ones, these are on a research board, and green ones, these are on Patriots Fight. Okay. You'll see some very interesting things if you go way back to like November or December when Q first started posting. You'll see some blue borders. We'll get to those in just a minute here. And you'll see some other interesting things. All right. See, these are the red border. Oh, wow. Kind of a red rust colored. Another board yet. I think this is when Q was posting on Calm Before the Storm. It's another board. All right. And then if you go up, keep going back, scrolling back, you see this kind of a tan color here. This is yet another board. And if you keep scrolling back, you'll see blue. Oh, Q is on another board, blue. Q is actually posting on 4chan and then 8chan and back to 4. See, this one is purple, another board, right? Research board. And if you keep going back, you'll see you can just track the history of Q's posts by looking at all the different colors on a site like this. This, if you go to QAnon.pub, you'll find the posts aggregated like this. All right, again, purple, some are blue, some are purple. Q's posting on two different boards, right? And then you run into some very mysterious posts that have a strange background color. Those posts were originally posted and then removed. And some were removed by Q and some were not. This one. All right. So you see all these posts with blue borders. Then you get this post that has a kind of a beige background with a green border. Not only was this post posted on a different board, if you click on the link, you can go to the board. This is on 4chan, politically incorrect. Okay. This post was also removed. And that's why it was, I think it was removed at one point and then reposted. All right, you'll see a number of posts like this that have this tan background. If I'm not mistaken, I think these were temporarily removed, and then I think Q reposted them. So if you go all the way back, you'll see, you know, like these have green borders. These are all 4chan posts, right? And that's where Q originally began. So there is your history of what Q has done and posted it, what boards Q has posted on over the length of time. It's quite an involved history, and there's a lot of reasons why Q went from board to board. Sometimes the boards are being attacked by what Q indicated was CIA attacks and attacks from shills, and some boards are being compromised, and Q has moved from one board to the next for various reasons. So I just wanted to bring people up to speed and let them know that this operation is... there's a lot of moving parts to it, and there's a lot of opposition. Sometimes Q will move to another board for reasons of opposition. Sometimes Q will set up another board for a particular purpose. Patriots Fight has been set up primarily as a board for items of general interest that don't require us to really research and don't require us to respond to. That's why it's a private board where no one can respond to. And the fact that all of those placeholders were removed gives me a clue, and just to let you know. So this is also a Patriots Fight board. It's a different subdirectory, I believe. And this has posts from Q on Patriots Fight prior to November 11th of last year. This board went active on May 4th, 2018, and the last post on this board was November 9th, 2018. This is the last post, and then Q began posting the placeholders right after this, right? So if you want to find Patriots Fight posts, if you just want to look through them, they're still there prior to November 9th. The ones after November 9th are all gone. Those are on a blank board right now. However, if you go to any of your mobile apps or whatever key websites you visit, oh, the posts are still there. They're just not on the board. Okay, now let me continue. So why would Q remove the placeholders last night or this morning? I think they were removed this morning, if I'm not mistaken. Don't think there's any reason to be concerned. Now, this was in February of this year. Q told Anons, look for placeholder updates at Patriots Fight. Indictments, arrests, D-class will force worldwide coverage. Leaks, bribery, collusion with the media will force resignations and follow-up criminal prosecution. That was the purpose of the placeholders on Patriots Fight. Q was letting us know things that were going to come. Those placeholders that we looked at, all of these right here, Inspector General Report, D-Class, FISA, Five Eyes, Indictments Tracking, Supreme Court Rulings, Branch Termination Leaks, and then the one that Q posted a couple days ago, D-Class, Exculpatory Evidence. All right, all those placeholders were simply reminders letting us know what is coming. Q told us July 8th, placeholder population is going to start August of 2019. Well, today is August 1st. So this month, Q has said August is known to be hot. I think we're going to get new posts that are going to take the place of the placeholders. All right, the placeholders are gone now, and now we're going to get actual posts that will talk about D-Class, Special Counsel, Five Eyes, FISA, D-Class, Acts of Treason. All these placeholders are gone. The actual posts reporting on this information, I think, are going to be coming. That is my best guess on what's going on. So I think removal of the placeholders is just a tip to us that the actual posts are going to be coming that will give information on those subjects. All right. This is a new post from Q this morning on the research board. It's a link to a Fox News article about the fact that the Department of Justice Inspector General recommended prosecution of James Comey for leaking, but Attorney General William Barr decided not to prosecute him, and that got a lot of people angry. I just want to say that, oh gosh, my inbox got flooded this morning with people upset when they found out that there wasn't going to be any prosecution of Comey for leaking. Look, leaking memos is a very, very small crime. Most of the DOJ people felt there's no way that should be prosecuted. It would be very difficult to prosecute, right? So Q wrote, bigger slam dunk charges coming. Public understanding of events just around the corner, Q. What is going to lead to public understanding of events? D-class. When the documents regarding Spygate are declassified, made public, that is going to help average people understand what's going on. So there's no reason to freak out about the fact that Comey is not going to be prosecuted for leaking those memos. And some people have argued that, look, they weren't even classified at a very high level. I think they were classified as confidential, which is not, you know, like top secret or something of that nature. So not a very serious crime and nothing to worry about. It does not mean Comey's not going to be prosecuted. Then Q posted, let's see, so went over that. And did I miss the other post? Oh, yeah, sorry. So the Anons, slam dunk. Q posted this morning, C in brackets before D in brackets, Coats before D-class. Q has told us that before we're going to see the documents declassified, the big Spygate documents, Dan Coats has to be removed. Dan Coats is not going to leave his position until August 15th. So we have two more weeks before Coats is gone. And I think Q is telling us, despite a number of sources who have told us that we're going to get D-class of Spygate documents this week, I think we're not going to see those probably until after Coats is gone. But Q has reminded us, the month of August is traditionally very hot. You have more than you know, Q. You have more than you know means Q has been giving us information on the timing and the subject matter of events that are coming. So what we have is we have the timing already. Q has told us when Coates is gone, D class will come. So if I have led anybody to believe anything otherwise, I apologize. But it's, I think Q is now telling us we have to wait for Coates to be gone. We have to wait for John Ratcliffe to come in. And then Ratcliffe will work together with Barr to make sure the documents get declassified and made public. That is my understanding as of today. All right. That is all I have for you. Q has only posted those messages today. Thank you all for sharing this information on social media. I've noticed there seems to be a lot more interest following the Mueller's testimony for some reason. I'm not sure what happened, but there's been a lot more interest, a lot more sharing on social media of Q-related issues. Seems a lot more people are getting interested. So thank you all for helping get the word out. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. He is having a rally in Cincinnati tonight. Might want to check that out. Keep Denise and I in prayer. Love you all. I'll catch you on the next broadcast.